Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good Sunday morning to you. It's Dave Plyer live from the new Allstate Skyline Studios on 720 WGN. Want to own a historic Chicago bridge? Well, now's your chance. It's free for any entity with the money and means to relocate it. Otherwise, it's slated to be demolished. The city posted a public notice earlier this month seeking a patron to carefully remove the bridge and propose a plan to preserve its historic features. The bridge qualifies for the National Register of Historic Places, which is why the city is accepting proposals to save the 100-year-old bridge until July 13th. It's federal law that any state with plans to demolish a historic bridge must first search for someone who would be able to take custody. If no one heeds the call, the city will then demolish and construct a new steel and concrete bridge. Dedicated advocates like Ward Miller, Executive Director of Preservation Chicago, are committed to strengthening the vibrancy of Chicago's economy and championing our historic built environment. And to talk about this important organization, about the Chicago Avenue Bridge, is Ward Miller. Good morning, Ward.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am fabulous. You know, Preservation Chicago, and I follow you guys all the time. It's been around for almost two decades. Tell us how this organization all came together and the importance of your mission.
So it was a group of people that were interested in saving some historic buildings and felt there was a sort of a hole in preservation advocacy in Chicago, realizing so many historic buildings in our city were threatened with redevelopment or demolition and redevelopment. And we thought that the organization, there really needed to be an organization that would form to protect historic buildings. And we all sort of met on the steps of historic St. Boniface Church, which last year we were able to save after, you know, decades of back and forth with its former owner, its various owners, the plans the city had made, and we were given, you know, 30 days at that time to find a new owner or let the building face demolition. And of course our response was, hold on, this has been going on for 16-17 years. How about you give us a fraction of that time? How about you give us 16 or 17 years to find a buyer? That was just a little humor there, a little preservation humor.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Right? And I said, how about you give us a couple of months? And they said, you know, find somebody in 30 days, and then we can figure it out from there. And we did, which was great. And then the New York Life Building, which is at LaSalle and Monroe, it was one of three buildings by the father of the skyscraper, William LeBaron Jenney. And all two of them, 29 and 39 South LaSalle, were threatened with some type of demolition or redevelopment. And where else in the world except on LaSalle and Monroe would you find three buildings by the father of the skyscraper with steel frames? So a lot of things happened. We pushed and pushed and thought these were worthy landmarks. And one, you know, opened 2 years ago as the Hotel Gray. It's a fabulous hotel. And the one next door, 29 South LaSalle, with its remodeled Art Deco facade, is going to be kind of a residential development. But, you know, we came together to save those and the reds and the oranges. Those are red and orange rated buildings that the city identified in the Chicago Historic Resources Survey, which was published a couple years before. Now it's, you know, 21 years later. But we came together as a group of friends and a group of architects and historians and people interested in Chicago's built environment to form this group. And we've done a lot of great work supporting landmarks and reaching out to communities and neighborhoods and encouraging landmark districts, historic preservation. And we work with communities to grow healthy communities and neighborhoods through historic preservation. So we're really unique little little body here that that works, you know, and strives to make this a better city, and ask the hard questions sometimes when a building is faced with demolition, and oftentimes, you know, we're just one of a handful of advocacy groups out there in a big city like Chicago.
Well, and we're lucky to have you, and that's why, you know, you came to my mind right away when I read some of the headlines this week about the Chicago Avenue Bridge, because it is a significant piece of history here. It was built in 1914 by Kettler Elliott. It's one of the many bridges that they built here in Chicago, but it's the oldest pony truss bascule bridge in Chicago. What does that mean? What does that mean? What kind of bridge is that?
You know, Chicago is known for the bascule bridges. As a matter of fact, there used to be a famous United Airlines commercial where, you know, all the bridges on the main channel of the Chicago River opened, and it was sort of like, you know, welcoming arms, if you will. And these bascule bridges were really, if not invented, perfected in Chicago and used in large quantities. And we have the largest quantity of these types of bridges that were engineering feats in their day, just like we were the home of the first skyscraper. These sure. bridges are really important to the built environment, and unfortunately they've been oftentimes victims of tight budgets or different priorities. And it's really unfortunate, because even those bridges on the main channel of the Chicago River downtown, and I'm thinking, you know, specifically of LaSalle Street and Clark Street, with those, you know, those beautiful bridges that are, they're high mansard roofs. I mean, they look like they're out of Paris. If you look at you know, the condition of the bridge houses themselves, you'll see cracks in the stone. You'll see, sure. You know, there's high gables that are not painted. And we really think that these should be protected. As a matter of fact, we're recommending there be a landmark designation of a lot of these important bascule bridges on the main channel of the river and continuing up the North Branch and the South Branch. And there was a proposal to do something along those lines a few years ago, and that was tabled. But we think that would bring a new sort of vision to this. Now, the Chicago Avenue Bridge has been patched and repaired for numerous years. As I recall, one of the bridge houses on the west side of the span, the west side of the river there, has lost the top of its bridge house roof, which was unfortunate. It's sort of been patched over, and you know, it's always been a temporary measure. But we're concerned because so many of these bridges in that sort of western quadrant, just sort of northwest of the loop around Goose Island, have been replaced over time, and we know there are big plans for, you know, Goose Island and that sort of North Branch riverfront development with, you know, a lot of different developers working there, one in particular that's also working in the West Loop and around Randolph Market and Fulton Market. But we really think that these bridges should be saved and repaired along with their bridge houses. They should be maintained. I even think we could have, you know, corporate companies that are moving into Chicago help sponsor these bridges and help sponsor the restoration of them. I mean, could you think of anything more iconic that everybody uses than, you know, these bridge spans? And they're really remarkable. And, you know, this one's really important not only for its background and its special quality, and it's different than the other bridges that you see throughout the loop, but it's also next to a really important landmark building by Richard E. Schmidt. It's the former Montgomery Ward's warehouse.
I worked in that building for 6 years, and my office was in the merchandise building. So the catalog building is what we called it, is on the north side of the bridge on Chicago Avenue. And then the catalog, and then the merchandise building was on the south side. I was on the seventh floor off the fire escape. I had a corner there. And so I saw that bridge.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it was the best view ever. And I saw that bridge every day. And I always was really curious about those tender houses, because I know this one was the first concrete one, because a lot of them were wood back at the time. What would we find inside one of those tender houses today? Like, what was in there? Like, what?
So the tender houses were tendered, if you will, by usually a man who would be in charge of raising and lowering bridges. And, you know, in the heyday of manufacturing, when you used these channels a lot for deliveries, especially to like Goose Island and even the Montgomery Ward warehouse, you would have had to lift these bridges quite a bit. A number of them on the North Branch are no longer operable in that regard, and you're seeing even the new bridges that replace them are usually fixed spans as well.
Oh, right.
But, you know, once upon a time, these bridges were raised and lowered quite a bit. And in this day and age, you really primarily see that with sailboats and their high masts as they're making their way from dry dock, you know, out to through the rivers and then out to, you know, their respective harbors. And then, of course, the reverse and fall as the season winds down. And you know, you usually get a bridge tender to open the bridge to at a specific time for a specific number of sailboats. But in their heyday, if you will, they would have been opened on a fairly regular basis. Even when I was a kid, I remember that those bridges would open quite frequently, and that was always a sight to see. Whenever the bridge went up, I mean, you suddenly felt like a little kid, even as an adult, watching in amazement as those bridges on Michigan Avenue and LaSalle and Wacker Drive and Lakeshore Drive and State Street and Wabash would all raise, you know, in sync, if you will, or, you know, as one went up, one would go down. It's still a fabulous sight and quite an engineering feat, and one of the few cities that I know of in the nation that has, you know, this sort of quality idea and these bridges that are so important and tell such a great story. But this one, its construction, its bridge houses, its the construction of its tender houses, really does relate to the landmark Montgomery Ward complex that's, you know, now headquarters to a number of companies, including Groupon, that has a sign on the side of the building. But you know, I think we should be looking at different ways to repair these bridges long term, and figure out you know, how we do that and how we maintain these, and really have, you know, stewards overseeing them. So a Chicago landmark designation would be so much more important to these bridges. National Register eligibility is wonderful, but the National Register of Historic Places doesn't protect buildings from demolition. It encourages preservation of buildings with and structures with carrots or incentives, but it doesn't protect them. But a Chicago landmark designation, which is designated by a series of commissions, and then of course by the city council, the Chicago City Council, is really a way to protect these things, and that adds teeth to the protection. So in other words, they can't be demolished without a lengthy process. And most landmarks we know, we recognize, and we celebrate. And we have other bridges, railroad bridges, that have been designated landmarks for more than a decade. And you see several of those from, like, the Chicago Skyway and the Stevenson Expressway. And, you know, as you cut through industrial zones, and they're really phenomenal bridges, a lot of them are no longer active, but they still are a visual sight to see, and their engineering feats. And I think we should be thinking of all of our bridges kind of in that respect. And I think we really need to do an inventory and of these bridges and determine which ones are most important, and to recognize those as designated landmarks. I think you'd have a lot of excited Chicagoans you know, really pumped up about a landmark designation. And there's also some fear that the bridge houses on the Lakeshore Drive Bridge, which is also known as the FDR Bridge, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, dedicated that bridge. It's named in his honor. And there's some question as to whether some of those towers are to remain or will be removed. And, you know, there was a big effort when Lakeshore Drive was rethought at the S-curve, you know, more than 20 years ago. There was a big effort to save those features, where other features the light standards and the obelisks that were all Art Deco inspired were removed, but those bridge houses remained. And I think we should have a big, robust civic conversation about these bridges. They shouldn't just be allowed to be demolished and replaced, and it shouldn't be a unilateral decision of our roadways and roadway people like, you know, CDOT and IDOT. I think we need intervention here. I think we need, you know, historians to come together with, you know, people that are, you know, well-versed in road work and to figure out alternatives to this. And, you know, there was a bridge that crossed over to Goose Island that was demolished a few years ago with the Chicago Municipal Y symbol, which, you know, recognizes the river right at Wolf Point where it, the main channel breaks into the North and South Branch near the Merchandise Mart. And there was talk about, you know, should that bridge have been moved and used as a pedestrian bridge as an idea to another site, perhaps, you know, pedestrian bridge to Goose Island if it could no longer accommodate automobiles. And those are interesting ideas, especially when Alderman Michelle Smith and several other aldermen and a lot of organizations on the north side are looking for a big park as part of the North Branch River development. And, you know, maybe these really amazing architectural marvels and engineering marvels could be used as footbridges as a secondary idea, but I think it's really important to keep them in place wherever we can and to maintain them and restore them.
Ward Miller, Executive Director of Preservation Chicago, and for more information, how to donate, and much more, they do tours, lectures, special events. You can visit preservationchicago.org. Ward, always a pleasure, pal.
Thank you so much, Dave. It was great, and look forward to future discussions.
Love to do it again soon. Thanks, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. News is next on 720 WGN.